5. Smash sticks on ice. The Freya's Day fete took place every year on Freya's Day Eve, which was the Viking holiday celebrating the end of winter and the coming of spring. This year, the fete was being held out in the middle of the frozen sea in Hooligan Harbour. It was strange to think that only 6 months before, the harbour had been filled with a grey, surly ocean. Now, there were red and white stripy tents pitched higgledy-piggledy all over the ice. Roaring fires burned high, grilling semi-spotted snowpeckers for the Vikings to munch on as they wandered round stalls selling octopus lollipops, or listened to storytellers telling tall stories, or watched open-mouthed as the giants on skates balanced dwarves on their heads. There was a big pitch marked out for the Smash Sticks on Ice competitions. Smash Sticks on Ice was a very rough and complicated game played with bats, balls and ice skates. Nobody was quite sure of the rules, which meant that people tended to make them up as they went along, and then anybody who complained would start a fight. The young heroes were supposed to go first, followed later on by the adult warriors. They would be playing against another tribe, the Bog Burglars, who had been invited over to join in the celebrations for the day. The Bog Burglars were a tribe of fearsome female warriors who lived on an island some way to the west. Their chief, Big Boobied Bertha, stood nearby, gulping down mugs of beer and scratching her chin stubble. Her daughter, Kamikaze, a very small girl with a swagger and the tangliest hair in the Inner Isles, was practising swinging her smash stick. Kamikaze was a friend of Hiccup's, and he wandered over to ask her if she had seen fish legs that morning. "Nope," said Kamikaze, cheerily. "But I hope you hooligan boys are feeling lucky, as bog burglars are going to murder you weedy little boys in the smash sticks. I bet you hooligans are hopeless at it. Apart from you, of course, Hiccup," she added. Kamikaze had a great admiration for Hiccup ever since he had rescued her from being eaten by shark worms in Fort Sinister. This takes place in How to Speak Dragonese, another of Hiccup's memoirs. Snotlout happened to be skating past at that moment, and he nearly fell over, he laughed so much at this. "Hiccup," jeered Snotlout. "Hiccup will get as many goals as he shot semi-spotted snowpeckers yesterday. I shot more than 200. How many did you shoot again, Hiccup? What was it?" "None." Hiccup blushed. Kamikaze looked very surprised.
"The Young Heroes Smash Sticks on Ice match is about to begin. Please could both teams make their way to the pitch?"
shouted Gobber the Belch from the centre of the ice. Gobber had changed into his shortest shorts to be the referee. The Bog Burglars, apart from Kamikaze, of course, were big, rough, mean-looking girls with wonky plaits, broken noses and thighs like tree trunks. Fishlegs staggered onto the pitch at the last minute. He looked even more terrible than the last time Hiccup saw him. He was sneezing and shivering hard, and he could hardly stand, and was using his smash stick to hold himself up. He had put his ice skates on the wrong feet. Hiccup put up his hand to try and get Gobber's attention. "Sir, I think Fishlegs isn't well."
"Nonsense," roared Gobber. "Vikings don't get sick. Flu is for softies. Colds are for babies. Plagues are for girlies. I've never had a day's sickness in all my life, not even a sore throat. I don't want to hear another word."
Hiccup and Fishlegs skated out onto the pitch, Hiccup supporting Fishlegs, who could hardly put one skate in front of another. "You ought to be at home," worried Hiccup. "You look awful." Fishlegs laughed sarcastically.
"Didn't you hear, Gobber? Vikings don't get sick. I'm not ill. I'm just shivering with excitement to be out here on this frost-bitingly cold day."
Gobber blew the whistle, threw the puck into the smash stick scrum, and all hell broke loose. 10 boys and girls fell on top of each other in an untidy, hairy mess, clonking each other on the head with their wooden sticks. Within 2 minutes, Wartyhog, Clueless, Love Thug and Deadly Doris were lying stretched out on the ice, and Kamikaze had somehow broken free of the scrum and was skating towards Hiccup and Fishlegs at breakneck speed. Fishlegs moved in to tackle her, and she pulled his helmet over his eyes so he couldn't see anything before skillfully shooting the puck between the goalposts. And as the Bog Burglars merrily cried out, "Goal!" an extraordinary change came over Fishlegs. He tore off his helmet, and he snorted like a bull about to charge. Uh-oh, said Hiccup. He had seen that look somewhere before. Now, hang on a second, Fishlegs. Don't do anything rash.
Foul!
Bellowed Fishlegs. Fishlegs skated towards the gigantic figure of the referee, Gobber the Belch, like a crab slipping on soap.
Gobber, you big, stupid, barbarian baboon, are you blind? She fouled me!
Gobber started, as surprised as if a small pink prawn on a plate had suddenly leapt up and bit him.
What did you say, Fishlegs? Roared Gobber in astonishment.
Something wrong with your ears as well as your eyes, screamed Fishlegs. I've met sheep more intelligent than you are. I've met jellyfish who could outplay you in a game of chess.
Gobber swelled up like a balloon about to explode.
I'll deal with this, Belch,
yelled Stoic the Vast, skating ponderously over to this extraordinary scene. Stoic the Vast looked down at Fishlegs from the giant height of 6.5 feet.
Young man, he roared, your chieftain is speaking to you. This is a special occasion. There are bog burglars present.
Stoic pointed to the bog burglars, who were killing themselves laughing. Fishlegs was silent for a second, looking up at his chieftain, and then...
Fatty!
Shrieked Fishlegs. Stoic the Vast stared.
Lardy bum! Shouted Fishlegs. Who's been having too many second helpings, Chief Greedy Guts of the Jelly Bellies?
Stoic the Vast turned as red as a lobster.
How dare you talk to your chief in this rude and impertinent manner?
Fishlegs opened his mouth to scream some more insults, but Hiccup interrupted. He's not well, Father, whispered Hiccup urgently. I think his berserk thingy has gone wrong. Please, Father, I'll take him home. He's not well.
Take him home, then, growled Stoic to Hiccup. But I'm warning you, son, that boy isn't fit to be a hooligan, let alone a friend to the son of the chief.
At first, Fishlegs didn't want to be dragged away. But while he was struggling, he fell over, and the cold shock of landing in the snow brought him back to his senses again. Hiccup was really worried now, and he decided to take Fishlegs to Old Wrinkly to see whether he knew what was wrong. Old Wrinkly's cures for common illnesses. Cold. Stuff a small carrot up each nostril to stop a running nose. Remember to breathe through mouth. Upset stomach. Drink a cupful of live earwigs. The insects will attack the germs in your small intestine and eat them. Probably. Chicken pox. Paint the spots with Old Wrinkly's soothing lotion of runny seagull poo. This will relieve the itching. It will also cause your friends to stay away from you, thus protecting them from infection. Headache with temperature. Old Wrinkly's tasty medicine of sheep mucus and dead flies wrapped in cobwebs will soon have the patient bouncing out of bed. A virus? Pray to Thor. Nobody knows what to do with a virus. Interestingly, 1,500 years later, medical science has advanced to such an extent that we still don't know what to do with a virus.